And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 18th of September, 2025. It was on this day in 2018 that Radiant, Farm Animals Up Close and Personal by Traer Scott was published. Traer Scott is known for her portraits of dogs and wildlife, but in this loving tribute, she turns her attention to farmed animals. The elephant or Jersey cow in the room, of course, is how many of these species are used for food. Scott doesn't shy away from this topic, nor does she dwell on it. She chooses instead to focus on her subjects, all of whom were photographed under ideal circumstances, close to the humans they know and love, and at the sanctuary farms they call home. This allowed Scott to truly capture the confidence and regality of Henri, a Slate Heritage breed turkey who has assumed the role of caretaker for a flock of chickens. Marsha, a Nigerian dwarf goat who loves humans. And Buffalo Bill, a gentle, affectionate water buffalo being trained as a therapy animal for autistic children. Each entry begins with an overview of the breed's heritage and key characteristics. The donkey's famous stubbornness, for example, is actually a valuable self-preservation instinct, along with the individual animal's unique traits. Scott's look at these species is equal parts affectionate, informative, and respectful. This is a remarkably soulful book of portraits of the beasts we normally take for granted or try not to look at too hard. Scott has assembled a simple and beautiful book of the visages of cows, pigs, sheep, chickens, and more exotic animals, a yak, a miniature donkey, and an Indian peafowl that live on farm sanctuaries. This book is enjoyable and easy to read because the animals featured are the lucky ones who will not be killed to produce food or clothing. This is not commonplace for these species, which Scott somberly acknowledges. Radiant presents the lives that all farmed animals could have in a kinder world. For that reason, this book is incredibly important to a world in which factory farming is commonplace. These captivating, up-close color portraits put us just inches away from our animal friends, showing us every detail of their beautiful faces and letting viewers into their emotional worlds. This book lives up to its title, Radiant. You can also purchase 12 of these portraits as unique greeting cards with envelopes. This card set will delight every animal lover. And starting today and running through Monday is the Thrive Alive Vegan Fest at Timber Lakes Retreat in Kansas. Thrive Alive Vegan Fest is a transformational, sober celebration of life, veganism, health, sustainability, and community. Their mission is to inspire individuals to embrace a compassionate, plant-based lifestyle while fostering authentic connections in a supportive, inclusive space. Through interactive workshops, engaging presentations, live music, and joyful activities, they create a high-vibe environment where compassion, growth, and sustainability thrive, leaving everyone feeling high on life, energized, and inspired to live their healthiest, most connected, and joyful lives, all while contributing to a thriving planet for all beings. The event also features yoga, fitness, community activities, and all-inclusive vegan meals. Join them for this five-day, high-vibe, plant-powered retreat in nature, full of fun and inspiration. Imagine combining a music fest with a health retreat on a 200-plus acre summer camp, and you have Thrive Alive. Thrive Alive Vegan Fest is created by Serena Farb. Serena's bio reads, "I'm a vegan educator, public speaker, and liberation activist. I was also born and raised vegan in the Midwest. My upbringing taught me how to think for myself and stand for justice even when it's unpopular. Now I'm on a mission to help others become empowered to live their values and make a difference in the world." To learn more, find the link for this event in today's show notes. And here's a prayer written by Carol J. Adams. God of safe spaces and loving places, you know that every morning is a good morning for chickens. My friends who run a sanctuary know it too. They say every morning is a good morning for chickens, who are free to peck and stretch and roam outside. May this be true for me too, in the sanctuary of your love. May every morning be a good morning. Thank you for the lessons to be learned from your creatures. Thank you for each and every good morning. A prayer by Carol J. Adams, used here with permission from the author. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that every creature deserves to live in peace.